AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The mayor of Baltimore has just announced that there will be a curfew, a citywide curfew, beginning tomorrow in Baltimore. In the meantime, the governor of Maryland has declared a state of emergency tonight in her city and activated the National Guard as the sound of sirens and helicopters is heard in the city as darkness falls. Guardsmen are being sent into Baltimore to help beleaguered police restore order in areas where rioting and looting have taken place. An unidentified man says people may be upset by the way they're being treated by police, but he says that's no excuse to turn on their own neighborhoods.
People just tired, man, of the police brutality. The police brutality, but it shouldn't reflect on a community like this.
The violence broke out a few hours after a funeral service for Freddie Gray, a young black man who suffered a spinal injury while in police custody and died a few days later.
United in grief and anger, those who filled the pews of New Shiloh Baptist Church listened to the attorney for the Gray family, Billy Murphy, call for justice.
This is our moment to show who we really, really are. This is our moment to get at truth.
The Reverend Jamal Harrison Bryant gave the eulogy, holding up Freddie Gray's death as another product of the system.
I don't know how you can be black in America and be silent.
The 25-year-old died of an unexplained spinal injury while in police custody, prompting a week of marches and rallies as the investigation continues. I'm Martin DeCaro.
President Obama has been briefed by his newly sworn-in Attorney General Loretta Lynch. He's pledging the government's help in responding to riots that have broken out in Baltimore. This is AP Radio News. After years of uncorrected problems, the world's largest medical device maker has been told to stop making and selling an implantable drug pump.
The Food and Drug Administration and Medtronic have reached an agreement in which the company has to stop most sales of Synchromed 2 drug pumps, which have a number of defects, including the possibility of losing battery power or delivering too much or too little medication. Medtronic says a consent decree doesn't mean patients will have to change their treatment programs or have the pumps removed unless they are failing. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Jane Meadows has died. The red-haired actress often teamed with her husband, Steve Allen, and also appeared on Broadway and in movies. She won 3 Emmy nominations and was a staple of game shows such as I've Got a Secret. A spokesman says Meadows, who was 95, died of natural causes yesterday in California. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Want consistent color for every job? Mylowe's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day delivery.